Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're taking a detour from bites and bites to explore the beautiful trails of Suffolk County parks. Get your hiking boots ready, folks.
Hold on, before we hit the trails, don't forget that green key card. It's your VIP pass to all the fun.
Right you are. And remember, leave no trace. What you pack in, you pack out. No littering allowed.
Absolutely. Our furry friends are welcome. But on a leash, please. And sorry, folks, no happy hour on the trails. Alcoholic beverages are a no-go.
Let's respect nature's inhabitants, too. No disturbing wildlife or plants. And a little fashion tip. Light-colored clothing makes it easier to spot those pesky ticks. Check yourself after your hike.
Speaking of pesky, let's not forget poison ivy. Leaflets 3, let it be. A simple rhyme to save you from some serious itching.
Capture memories, not plants. Leave only footprints. I love that. It perfectly sums up responsible hiking. Oh, and remember, there are tons of trails beyond the active parks listed. Call the Park Administration Office at 854-4949 for access to those hidden gems.
Wow, over 48,000 acres of parkland. From Huntington to Montauk, there's a hike for everyone. Guided nature walks, self-guided trails, the options are endless.
I'm eyeing that Laurel Valley County Park in Noyac. 148 acres, 3 entrances sounds like an explorer's dream.
Or how about Terrell's River County Park in Center Mauritius? 263 acres of prime birdwatching and hiking territory.
If you're near Sayville, Brookside County Park offers guided nature walks every Wednesday and Sunday, thanks to the Great South Bay Audubon Society. Awesome.
Don't forget Manorville Hills Trailhead, a gateway to the Central Pine Barrens. Sounds enchanting.
Sans Souci Nature Preserve without worry. The name itself is an invitation to relax. 316 acres of pure tranquility.
And for a shorter, unique experience, the Dwarf Pine Plains Preserve in West Hampton has a 20-minute trail showcasing a special ecosystem.
West Hills County Park boasts the highest point on Long Island, Janes Hill, and the Walt Whitman Trail, history and hiking combined.
Gardiner County Park, a historic site with ties to Suffolk's first non-Indian landowners. A stroll down to the Great South Bay? Sign me up.
Blydenburg County Park sounds stunning with its oak, maple, and dogwood-lined trails. And a white cedar swamp? How cool is that?
Cathedral Pines and Prosser Pines County Parks, the names speak for themselves. Majestic pines and marked trails await.
South Avon County Park offers great wildlife viewing opportunities along the Carmans River. I might even spot a deer.
Robert Cushman Murphy County Park, nearly 3,000 acres. Think of the adventures to be had.
Cranberry Bog County Park, a glimpse into Long Island's past. I'm intrigued.
Sears Bellows County Park, ponds, wetlands, and pine barrens. What a combination.
Cedar Point County Park, 608 acres with breathtaking views of Gardner's Bay. I'm sold.
Theodore Roosevelt County Park, 1,058 acres with a network of nature trails, presidential and picturesque.
And for those seeking information on the Pine Barrens Trail, the Information Center is a must visit.
Wait, there's more. Arthur H. Kunz County Park with its riverside trails along the Nissaquog River.
And Inlet Pond County Park, a birdwatcher's paradise. So many choices, it's almost overwhelming.
Remember, folks, 854-4949 for park information, 911 for emergencies, and 852 COPS for non-emergencies. Safety first.
That's it for today's episode of Nutty's Show. Get out there, explore, and enjoy the beauty of Suffolk County Parks. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.